Professor Christian Doustman is from University College London. Earlier this month, he published a report that suggested migrants are less likely to claim benefits than people born in the UK. Professor, welcome. Can you see this benefit crackdown stopping people from Bulgaria and Romania who want to come here? I mean, Nigel Farage seems to think not. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the change in the regulations, which we will see on the 1st of January, are not opening up the UK to these countries, but they are opening up the UK labour market.
Yes, because those Romanians Bulgaria and Bulgarians and, have already and, been able to
and
come
and
here,
Romania,
haven't they?
They are already able to come here for 7 years now, but they are not able to work except under particular regulations. We only see a change in the rights of citizens from these countries to access the labour markets of other EU countries.
And therefore, what change do you expect? I mean, there will surely be many Romanians or Bulgarians who have been put off coming here because they couldn't work, and since they will be able to fund themselves after January the 1st, that will make them feel encouraged by wanting to come here, surely.
Well, sure. So we have seen considerable migration from the A8 countries over the last 7-8 years into the UK, but also into
those were mainly
European,
the Eastern European countries that
exactly,
joined at the beginning
the
of the last
Eastern
decade.
Eastern European countries, but also into other European labour markets for work reasons. It is likely that Bulgarians and Romanians will also take advantage of that possibility. But very different from the situation in 2004, they will now have the possibility to access not just the UK labour market and the Irish and Swedish labour market, as was the case in 2004, but the labour market of all European countries.
However, the UK is certainly at the moment is one of the, you know, the starring economies of Europe, isn't it? I mean, looking at the Eurozone still in deep trouble, the UK will be somewhere that Romanians and Bulgarians will look right now and think, that's somewhere I want to go to. Why is there such a difference between the UK now for Romanians and Bulgarians and the Eastern European immigrants from 10 years ago? Why are you so convinced there's a difference?
Well, I would think the difference was, well, first of all, it's a difference in numbers. The A8 countries, in terms of population, were much larger than Bulgaria and Romania together.
But Romania and Bulgaria are poorer, though, aren't they, than those countries?
They are poorer, that is true. Secondly, the situation, the economic situation in 2004 was probably more favorable for the UK. At that time, the UK was growing by about 3%. On average, which is much higher than the growth which is projected right now. On the other hand, countries like Germany were in a dismal economic situation. Today, countries like Germany or other Central European countries are doing actually pretty well economically, and the UK has just come out of a difficult economic period very, very recently. So the economic difference which we have seen in 2004, I would think, between the UK and Central European countries, or let's say continental European countries, has been larger than the difference we are seeing at the moment.
Can I end very briefly with you? The Bulgarian ambassador, Konstantin Dimitrov, says the number of Bulgarians who come to the UK each year are about 8,000 to 10,000. What do you think will be the change? How many do you think will come after January the 1st? What's your calculation?
I am very careful with giving any estimates. The only thing I can say is that the situation today is different from 2004 for precisely the reasons I have just mentioned.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Professor Christian Doustman. Well,